night at old post office. Live jazz, history, and a door most guests never notice walk into old post office on the right night, and the room does something to you. The ceilings pull your eyes up before you have even found a seat, and the light sits low and warm in every corner, the kind that makes the day feel like an occasion. Somewhere near the bar, a band is already tuning up, a stray note here and there, the sound of a room about to fill in. You order a drink, find a spot to lean, and within a few minutes you are talking to people you have never met like you have known them for years. Guests visiting for the first time often tell us the same thing. They walked in expecting a nice bar and left having had one of those nights that is hard to explain to anyone who was not there. They did not expect the night to feel this good this fast, and they definitely were not expecting what was waiting for them once the music slowed down. Live jazz, a hidden speakeasy, and the room that makes you forget the time there is a reason people keep coming back to old post office on jazz nights. It is not just the music. It is the building itself, the way one room leads to another, and the fact that half the fun is discovering what is not immediately obvious. A building with real history, under the music old post office, sits inside a structure built in 1914 and inaugurated by the United States Department of the Treasury's secretary. When the building was restored, the renovation followed U.S. Department of Interior guidelines, which meant keeping as many original architectural elements as possible rather than starting from scratch. That is why the terrazzo-floored lobby, the inlaid wood trim, and the high ceilings still feel like they belong to another decade. Guests notice it the second they step inside. The room simply does not look or feel like a modern build, and that is by design. The True Blue Band brings the room to life once a month. We host a jazz performance built around the True Blue Band, led by guitarist Stephen Williamson, a Bainbridge native. Guests have described the energy shift the moment the band starts playing. People start talking to strangers like old friends. Some end up dancing without ever planning to. It is the kind of night where conversations start over a shared table and keep going long after the first song ends. And that is exactly the atmosphere the venue built the jazz nights around. Finding the door, most people miss. Not every guest realizes there is more to the building than the main room. Tucked beneath old post office is the mailroom speakeasy, an underground, prohibition-inspired lounge with its own separate entrance around the back of the building. It is easy to spend an entire evening upstairs and never know it is there, which is part of the appeal. Guests who find their way down describe it as stepping into a different decade entirely, with dark wood, candlelight, and a quieter kind of energy than the main floor. Mr. Penny's room, where the night slows down inside the mailroom speakeasy, is Mr. Penny's room, a candle-lit corner that gives the space its most intimate feel. It is the kind of spot where a group can settle in, keep talking, and let the night stretch longer than planned. After the energy of a live jazz set upstairs, guests often find that this is where the evening actually finishes, quietly and on their own terms. Conclusion: a night at old post office rarely unfolds the way people expect. It usually starts with the music and the room upstairs, and it often ends somewhere guests did not know existed when they walked in. That contrast, history above and a hidden speakeasy below, is what keeps this corner of downtown Bainbridge on people's short list for a night out. Check the events calendar for the next live jazz night, or reach out directly to plan a private gathering in the mailroom speakeasy or the postmaster's parlor. Call 229-220-8269 or email oldpostoffice@gmail.com to get started. FAQs: what nights is the venue open? The venue is open Thursday from 5 to 10 p.m. and Friday and Saturday from 5 to 11 p.m. The venue is closed Sunday through Wednesday. Where is the entrance to the mailroom speakeasy? The mailroom speakeasy is located beneath the main building, with its entrance around the back. Can I book a private event in the speakeasy or another private space? Yes. Private events can be arranged in spaces such as the mailroom speakeasy or the postmaster's parlor. Contact the venue directly to check availability and discuss your event.